We get with teachers' help. Yeah, we feed the homeless. We do charitable events. You know, for Ramadan.
It's a warm day in Brisbane. Students from the Australian International Islamic College in Dara are preparing for an ABC photo shoot.
Is it hard going without food during the day, during Ramadan?
Honestly, some days
you get
for me,
used to it.
Yeah, right, okay. So you train yourself, basically.
If you're a beginner, you're going to die.
I think I will struggle.
As nominees for the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards, the students have been pulled out of their normal class and seem a little puzzled as to why they have to explain about something that's entirely normal for an observant Muslim.
At the end of it, is it strange to start eating during the day?
It's like a relief. You just start gaining weight again.
Yeah. Fun fact, you actually gain more weight while you're fasting.
Really?
For me, I don't know about other people, but because then you eat too much when the time
comes. You overload, yeah.
The imam of the college is Muhammad Yunus.
Also, iftar, it is when we give a food in the month of Ramadan. Muslim fast on 1 month in Ramadan is called, 1 month in a year is called Ramadan. And during that month, we have normally we care about each other and also focus on feeding the needy and taking care of those who are needy. So iftar is basically it's a food prepared and give it to the wider community around the area. Okay. Yeah.
And what's the religious purpose of Ramadan? There's a specific religious discipline involved. What is it?
It is just when you stop eating. It's teach you actually discipline from early. Like what we do, we fast, which is we stop eating and drinking from early morning all the way to sunset, which make you feel about those who people unfortunately didn't have food. At the same time, you're doing this for your own, physical and mental. It's a spiritual part when you connect with God Almighty.
Are you allowed to drink water in the daytime?
No.
So nothing at all?
Nothing at all. So you will be out of food, no water or any food until sunset.
Is that hard?
Well, first few days you'll feel it will be hard, but and then you get used to it. And then after the month will finish, still you will be in the same mood of not eating in the daytime. Mm. So it's sort of hard to switch back to, it is hard.
The Islamic College at Dara is headed by a non-Muslim, Principal Christine Harmon.
This year, Ramadan came around right as obviously COVID was hitting and our schools were all shutting down. Now, for our community, Ramadan and the iftar events are very, very special. So to not be able to come together for the iftar events was quite devastating. So, but rather than sort of taking it as the pure facts that we can't come together, we decided we still wanted to serve our community but do it in a safe way. And that's where Imam Yunus and his team of volunteering students said, well, why can't we do this? Just do it in a much safer way. So we wanted to put on events that could still bring our community together at a time when they needed it the most. So during Ramadan, we communicated with our community quite openly, and we decided to run these contactless iftar events, which basically meant the same kind of work, so the same kind of meal prep. A lot of love went into cooking all these meals. We were cooking curries overnight. We were bringing children in for shifts and packaging up to 1,000 meals at a time, packaging out dates, things like that. But instead of bringing the community in to a meal, we were packaging them up and doing basically a drive-through. So we advertised to our communities that they could come in at certain times. We set up big stalls and big stands, and as they drove through, they gave us big lovely waves. They were the children absolutely loved seeing us, and we were there handing in food to the cars in a safe contactless way. It was just a beautiful way to still have the iftar but do it in a really, really safe way. And the response from our community was just incredible.
Sometimes the Australian International Islamic College has struggled to be understood fully by the surrounding residents and neighbours. They're different. They're religious.
It's an unpleasant truth that the Muslim community still face a tremendous amount of discrimination and a tremendous amount of fear. And that fear honestly comes from the unknown. So when people don't understand much about the Islamic faith, about the Muslim community, it automatically generates fear. So that has led to a lot of misnomers about our community. What Ramadan and the iftar events has allowed us to do is to really open our doors, to be an absolutely open book, to invite people into our college to see what we're all about, and then for us to go out into our community. Now, I'll be really honest, when I sort of proposed this, that we actually go out into the community, there was some fear from within our own community. What if they don't like us? What if they say no? And I said, well, what if they love us? What if they see what we're doing as the beautiful thing that it is? And that overwhelmingly was the response.
The local community in Darra have often been a little nervous about their different neighbours.
There's nothing like a warm meal to bring people together. Mm. And in an instant, this little old lady who really was just coming from a place of lack of knowledge, in an instant, her walls dropped. In an instant, she saw us as human beings. She saw our children. She saw our religious leaders. And she saw me as the principal there. And we were nothing other than people connecting. And in a matter of moments, she was enjoying a warm curry. She was complimenting us on the heat. And she quite liked how spicy the curry was. And a week later, she was sending us a thank you card and then coming over for a cup of tea.
So what are the students from the college?
Yeah, my name is Salom John Bunyadi.
The students were the labour, handing out meals, studying and going without food themselves during the day and serving others.
Unexpectedly, we got a call where we need to come down and help make the food because other families are fasting as well, them, their kids. And, you know, some of them, they might not have time to cook food at home. So we prepared food here at the school. And then we set up a tent, we put the food under, and cars would come in to get the food. We handed out posters, wished them a happy Ramadan, and we gave out the food. We saw lots of familiar faces, mm-hmm. lots of happy families. Some of them came twice, three times to get more food. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just fed over 600 families.
So when you're a hangry student, observing Ramadan, studying, and giving away food to other people when you haven't eaten, what goes through your mind?
It was scary. Like, is there going to be food left for me? Mm. I just wanted to go with the flow, try not to think of any of the food. You know, I've been doing this for years, so I might as well just give out the food and, you know, take my chance.
You don't see them. I can smell it. It's so nice. I can't wait. You know, but they enjoy it. But yeah, it's fun for them actually to actually pack the food and they're hungry and they're like, oh, I can't take it. But so I can't wait until at the end of the day, we send some packet with them as well so they can have their own show there. Yeah.
And I can honestly say there was not a single complaint. The children are just absolutely selfless in giving back to their community.
Sorry, did you say the children didn't complain?
Absolutely not. Oh, look, there was a little bit of grumbling at about 2 o'clock when I think the hangry kind of kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
But in general, we didn't have to ask them more than once to come and help, and they were just inspiring.